Into Geo. Welcome to the Sarah and Paddy podcast.
Hello, this is producer Alan, and this is the Sarah and Paddy podcast. In this edition, Mike and Craig of Culture Club joined Sarah and Paddy for a chat ahead of their appearance in Newcastle in December. We ran an Geo snap poll: euthanasia, should that be legalised here in Australia? Tell us what you think now at the Geo Facebook page, and conspiracy theories. Are you a believer?
You know, you can tell summer's coming because the cicadas are out. The smell in the air, it gets a bit more humid. And also, bands start touring. Everyone is getting on board. Everyone, including this band. Yep. Last week, Sarah and I got to catch up with, from the Culture Club, this man. Sarah Jane, Sunday, 3rd of December, Newcastle Entertainment Centre. They are coming live in Australia for 2017 Culture Club. And did we want to talk to Boy George? Absolutely not. John Moss?
No, Roy, no.
There was one person from
Straight
Culture.
Straight to the top for mine.
Straight, we wanted to talk to one person.
Mikey Craig, hello.
Hey, Mikey.
Well, there you go. Hello, hi.
How are you, mate? Good, mate. You should be on The Voice, by the way. Not that bloody Boy George. seriously. Get rid of him.
How's he been doing? People have been phoning me from Sydney and saying they're really enjoying him on The Voice. He's doing really well.
It's true.
Wears the same hat all the time. Seriously.
He's great.
But he goes all right, Mikey.
He does.
Yeah, he goes all right.
Now,
yeah.
Listen, you guys, this is a really exciting announcement for a girl who, when I went through school, oh, my gosh, you couldn't move for Culture Club. Everyone was dressed like you guys. Everyone was singing his songs. Everyone's going crazy. Posters everywhere I turned. And now here you are. How come it's taken this long?
Well, a good question. I mean, you know what my dad always said, nothing's ever done before the time. So I guess that's as good an answer as any. I mean, George is just, you know, George had some troubles here and there, and he had some ups and downs and so on. So there's a long period where we were not together, and we were away from the road and so on. But about 3 or 4 years ago, we decided to get everything back together, and it's going really well. It looks as though we might have a new album out in the new year as well.
We've been very spoilt in the last little while with bands that are coming to Australia, because I mean, we are so far away, we do get it. It does take a while for people to get here. Yeah. I know it's certainly a destination everyone wants to come to, but we're being a little bit spoilt right now. And with this particular show and the tour in Australia later this year, you know, not only you guys, but we know there's others coming as well. It really takes us back. And I think what's nice is we feel young again. We feel fresh. We feel vibey. Like, it's all happening again like it was when we were at our prime.
Well, it's kind of like that for us as well. I mean, you get up on stage, and, you know, for the 2 hours that you're on stage, you're suddenly 21 or 22 again, you know, and it's a great feeling. It really is. But I can't believe that we're coming back to Australia again, because we were there. We came out to you guys twice last year. You know, we toured Australia twice last year, so I'm surprised that we're coming back again, but I'm really pleased.
Mate, it's amazing that your album, Kissing to Be Clever, sold over a million singles and then 50 million albums worldwide. They are phenomenal figures.
Yeah, I mean, I tend not to pay too much attention to the figures. I just kind of get on stage, do what I've got to do, and let the rest worry about itself, you know. I mean, when you're writing songs and getting stuff together for an album, you're not really thinking about how much you want to sell with the album. You know, you're just thinking about just making songs, heartfelt songs, and that's precisely what we did.
Being the bass player, do you find that you get picked on? Because I don't know why. I think the bass is the coolest instrument in the whole wide world, and most bass players in the band are the coolest cats. Do you feel it's unjust, the heat that you guys cop? Do you think that you should come out and scream against this kind of pressure for bass players worldwide?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously, I mean, bass players are, undoubtedly the coolest people in the band. I mean, in the 60s, I think bass players used to lean against the bar while they were playing. they were just forgotten about a bit. But, you know, during the 80s and 90s and so on, you know, bass has come to the forefront now. It's so important in the music now. It really is. It's the glue that brings everybody together, I think.
Yeah. Do you know it's Karma Chameleon? The words, you'd never forget them, would you?
No.
Seriously.
You're not going to forget the words to that. We all know the words to that.
Seriously.
Actually, on that song, can I just ask a question? Because it was such an amazing song. I mean, you know, our albums aside and all of the other things, but that song would be the one that I think you'd agree people identify with most. What was it like creating that sound? What was it like creating that whole piece? I mean, do you register that, you know, I heard Grace Knight say a little while ago about a song that she had out, and I know that you, that she was in a shop and someone was singing it at the top of their voice and she wanted to go up and say, hi, I'm Grace, that's my song. Do you ever have those moments?
Yeah, you do. You do get those kind of moments. I mean, to give you a little story, one of my sons plays soccer professionally in America. The fans, without realizing that I'm his father, adopted Karma Chameleon. Obviously, they changed the words of it. They adopted Karma Chameleon for one of their chants.
Wow.
You know, so I'm watching the game. I'm watching the game on TV.
Yeah.
You know, live from America. And I'm hearing these, you know, 10,000 fans singing our tune, you know. And it's then it really hits home, you know. It really is a great feeling, you know what I mean?
I could imagine. You can get that great feeling Sunday, 3rd of December, Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
Yes.
It's Culture Club coming, or they're doing Sydney as well, with the support group Thompson Twins and Eurogliders as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
Oh, I love the Eurogliders. I really do.
Me too.
I bought their album in the 80s and I didn't hear about them again for ages and ages. But I mean, I saw them last year and I had to go up and tell them, listen, I love you guys.
That's so funny. From you, you're a fan as well.
Yeah, Mikey Gray.
And we want to thank you for having a band that was so ahead of its time, being multiracial with an openly gay front man right back in the heart of it there. And, you know, you must feel very proud for what you've achieved.
I think we broke down some barriers for sure when we came out, you know. And the good thing was we didn't really have to go and scream about it, you know. Mm. Everybody could look at the band and just know what we were about, you know. We're obviously, you know, people from very different walks of life who have come together and cooperate and make music together and blend in together, you know.
Yeah. That would make a happy world. Yeah,
We didn't have to make big statements about it, you know, which was a cool thing.
Yeah, Mikey Craig, bassist from Culture Club. Thank you so much for joining us
this
morning,
Mikey.
Buddy.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Sarah Paddy's Snap Poll.
Yeah, we've had this on 2GO's Facebook page as well, but we want you to comment on the Parliament of Australia's second largest state passed legislation on Friday to allow terminally ill patients to seek medical help to end their lives, a bill that is expected to act as a catalyst for the rest of the country to adopt similar laws. Now, any resident of Victoria over 18 with a terminal illness and with less than 12 months to live can request the lethal dose of medication the bill permits. Anyone that is too ill to administer the dosage can ask for a doctor to help. Now, the legislation needs the approval of Victoria's Senate, though analysts expect it will pass into law. The legislation will not come into effect for 18 months to allow time to properly implement the assisted dying scheme. Euthanasia, yes or no? That's what we want on the Snap Poll this morning. We want your opinion. Give us it 432-444-444, or you can go to 2GO's Facebook page and have your say. And we'll take your calls very soon on euthanasia. Aww. We've got Loz of North Gosford. Hey, Loz.
Hey, Paddy. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. What are your thoughts?
It's an absolute yes for me. I work in aged care and I do palliative care. And when you have people who look at you and say, I'm ready to go and I just want to be allowed to be at rest, you know, that breaks your heart. We're allowed to make things easier for animals, etc., and yet people who have a choice are not allowed to, and that for me is wrong.
Loz, when they say they've got to go, like, I believe in euthanasia, seriously. If I was that bad, I'd just say, hey, listen, don't keep me in this misery. But do they do it because they're in pain or because of their age or combination of both?
A bit of both sometimes. Yeah. You know, some people have lived a very, very long life and their quality of life is becoming lower, and they're just ready. You know, they've lost so many people, etc., and they're just ready. And then you've got people who are terminal who would like to have that choice.
Yes.
Whereby they don't have to have all that end-of-life crap.
You know what? I looked at Mum and Dad and I went, I could never make that decision. I believe in it, but I could never make that decision for them, though.
Yep. I couldn't have younger before I started doing the work that I do.
Yeah.
But I most certainly could now. And even, you know, to that point, like my mum had cancer and she passed away 3 years ago. And when she was diagnosed with the last lot of cancer, she said to me, I don't want any more intervention. And I said, that is your choice.
Yeah.
You know, my brother wasn't happy about that. But, you know, I said to him, she's our parent. She's never forced us to do anything we didn't want to do.
And that's
it's not
wish.
Our place to force her to do this.
Yeah.
For such poor quality of life.
Yeah. Loz, thank you for your comment.
No worries, mate. Have a good one.
Diane Gorrickin, euthanasia, yes or no?
I'd say yes, because I wouldn't want to suffer in my life. And I've seen people that have suffered, and people and animals in pain, the poor things, they put them to sleep. So what's the difference?
Yeah, if you're that
it's
bad.
It's humanity. You've got to think of it.
Yeah, yeah. And you go, if there's no chance whatsoever.
That's it. I mean, if you're going to just, I knew a person that had muscle problems. They couldn't walk. They couldn't eat. They couldn't do anything without assistance.
Yeah.
And their food was pushed in their mouth by a spoon, back of a spoon.
Yeah, that's not living.
That's not living. That's when I believe in the euthanasia. I said to my husband, if I got that bad, I'd like a whole heap of pills to take.
Yeah, Diane, I agree with you exactly. If you are reduced to that, that's not life.
No, it's not.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we've also got comments on 2GO's Facebook page. Matt says, yes, Felicity, absolutely. And anyone who thinks otherwise has obviously never had to sit by and watch a loved one suffer unnecessarily. Righty, yes, it's a common practice to end a loved pet's life. If their quality of life is suffering, why can't a human die with dignity and without suffering? Nathan, of course, it should be legalised. The end. And Trish, absolutely. Dying in dignity is better than watching people suffer the way I witnessed my dad suffer. Thank you for your comments on 2GO's Facebook page. You can still have your say on euthanasia, yes or no. Oh, I love a good conspiracy theory. And according to the telly, and a lot of people talking about it as well, it's the greatest conspiracy theory of all time, who shot JFK? And the answer may at long last be on hand, because Trumpy, he's ordered the release of 3,100 classified documents that could finally solve the question of who was behind the murder of JFK in 1963. And, of course, his assassination has sparked scores of conspiracy theories over the years, including that the shooter, Lee Harvey Oswald, he did not act alone. And I've seen the footage, and I don't think he did either. And they say there was another a gunman on the grassy knoll in Dallas. So, look, we may know as soon as Thursday. Will take place on or before Thursday. So that'll be interesting. I'll be really interested in knowing that, because that twigs an interest in me. But is there some part of history that twigs an interest in you when it comes to conspiracy theories? Do you think we landed on the moon? No. What about the NBN? Is it real? Absolutely not. Laurie McKenna, former mayor of Gosford, now CEO of Newcastle. Is he the man who's in the barbecue sauce bottle for Master Foods, for the Mariners? That's what I'm hearing. All these conspiracy theories, and we want you to add to the theory and the conspiracy this morning on 4324444. I've also heard that Wayne Bennett, coach of the Broncos, really is Montgomery Burns from The Simpsons. Things like this, you know, that we need to discuss. If you have a theory, a conspiracy theory that you believe could be true, give us a call on the conspiracy theory hotline on 4324444. We've got Mark. Hello, Mark.
I think along with JFK, one of the most intriguing ones is the story of Princess Diana and MI5, if they had any involvement in that.
Yeah, that is true. Mate, do you sometimes, I go to YouTube and I question everything, and I have a look at 9/11 and they show like the towers falling, but also there's the Treasury building to the side that had nothing to do with the attacks and it just totally collapsed. The question's got to be asked sometimes though, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, the implosion of those buildings and what they would have created would have been massive, and the vibration and everything else. And I suppose that, you know...
Oh, that you could have really
Yeah, and anyone that hadn't... Donald Trump might have done it because of his tax avoidance that he was investigated for as well. But on a more serious note, there's one conspiracy theory that is definitely solvable, I think. The Queensland State of Origin team are aliens.
So are you alleging that Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater and Cameron Smith are from outer space? Is that what you're alleging?
Man, you can't win that many games straight, let me tell you, or series. There's got to be something going on there. Let me give you the drum.
All right. Confirm or deny, do you believe Laurie McKenna is the master food barbecue sauce model? Is he the person inside that? True or false?
I might go true.
True. Wayne Bennett, true. Coach of the Broncos. Is he really Montgomery Boone from The Simpsons? True or false?
Oh, good possibility.
Yeah,
see, true again.
See, the truth is out there if you look deeply and close enough, I believe.
It is. You're going to close a lot of can of worms with this one today.
All right. It is conspiracy theories. Do you question certain parts of history? Mark, thank you for joining us, buddy.
No worries, buddy.
You've been listening to the Sarah and Paddy podcast. Catch them live weekdays from 5 on 107.7 2GO.